You reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Frida on a recorded line. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
And are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
All right. Can I have that first name?
Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H.
All right. And your last name?
Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Excuse me. And can you verify your callback number for me, ma'am?
317-507-1426.
And do you want to opt into our text messaging feature where you will receive text message about your provider today to include contact information, name of the provider? Okay.
Yes.
Message and data rates may apply. Now, Ms. Jackson, can I have your policy number?
I don't even. Yeah, 61-50-86-49-027.
Okay, thank you for that. And Ms. Jackson, for security reasons, what's the address on that policy?
114 Neal Avenue.
Okay. And the year, make, and model of the vehicle you need assistance
2007
with.
Volkswagen Jetta.
And what color is that Jetta?
Black.
And what's the mechanical issue with that vehicle today?
I don't know what's wrong with it. I need to get it towed.
Okay.
This is the third time that I caught up here today. The first time he didn't even come. He didn't call me and tell me that my car wasn't right there. So the police department towed my car. So I need him to come tow it from the police from wherever they towed it from. I got the address where I need him to meet me at, and I need him to meet me there before 5:00.
So your vehicle's been towed to the impound?
Yes.
Okay. And do you owe any fees at that impound, or is it sitting outside of the impound that you know of?
No, I owe fees. They're talking about I owe $252.
Okay. Because if the vehicle is not sitting outside of the impound, they're not going to be able to touch it.
Yes, ma'am. I know that. They're going to put it outside. That's why I need you to have him be on the way, please.
Okay.
I'm paying that money so that they can put it outside, money that I shouldn't have to spend because he should have been there and he should have called.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Can you please have somebody come, like, in a rush?
I don't have any control over that. It's based on which provider I'm able to reach at that time. I don't have any control over how soon I can get one.
Well, shit, this is going to be sitting outside the motherfucking tow thing until it get there. Like, if they can't do shit about it sitting outside the gate, I swear to God. Like, I have no, they shouldn't have told my shit in the first place and then didn't give me no 24-hour notice, didn't give me no ticket, didn't give me nothing.
Okay, so what's the address where the vehicle is currently located?
I gave it to another lady, too, so hopefully somebody coming. 778 Pushville Road, P-U-S-H-V-I-L-L-E, Road, Greenwood.
That's Greenwood Record Service?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. And where are you needing it towed to, ma'am?
To the security address I just told you, 114 Neal Avenue.
Okay.
After the car get in the tow truck, we can go do whatever. I don't really care. It's just, my mom said I need to get this car.
Give me one second.
Yeah, they talking about 140. 140 a day. Bitch, who got 140 when y'all wasn't supposed to tow my shit anyway? Now, if I get down there and I get to cuss me out, I'm going to be crazy. Like, real shit. That's why I don't go through this shit. The fuck is the point of insurance and shit? The fuck is the point of AAA and shit? I ain't even come get my shit. The fuck?
Okay, ma'am. So, you're covered for $100. It's saying that it could possibly be over that. It may not be. But I just have to see.
$100 for what?
No, you're covered for $100 for the tow. So, but it's saying it may be over that, and it's just asking for a payment method over that amount. It may not be that. I just have to move forward. So if there is an additional monies over the covered amount, how would that be paid? Would it be credit card, debit card, or cash?
Cash.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I really have an attitude right now, because they got all these people that's not even American, can't even speak English, supposed to be coming to get the car. He didn't even call. Like, what the fuck? It don't make sense.
Okay,
how you gonna come get the car and not call?
Okay, so I'm going to reach out to some providers. I will get you one as fast as possible. You said you had spoken to someone earlier?
Yes, I've been talking to people all day, ma'am, and nobody has came. Nobody has sent no address or nothing, like no confirmation or nobody coming, no number to nobody coming, no nothing. I need somebody to be here in an hour, like,
okay.
Literally.
Let me. And you gave them this same phone number, correct?
Yes, 507-1426.
All right. Let me check that before I move forward for this one. Let me make sure there's not something else set up for you. Give me one second here. Okay, so the one that you had earlier, it looks like it was voided out. Let's see here.
Okay, well, if it's voided out, can you send somebody now, please? That's all I need.
Yes.
Just send somebody. Please, yes. Send somebody. Like, I don't have $140 to give them tomorrow, plus the $257.52 that I'm about to have to get them, plus what I might have to pay to get it home. I don't have that, honestly. So I just need you to send somebody now. I don't care if a person come, two person come. I don't give a fuck if an alien come. I just need somebody to come.
Yes, ma'am. I'm reaching out to providers right now, okay? And you'll get a text message here shortly.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You deserve those stars. I'll give you a rating or whatever. I'll call whoever I need to call.
No need, ma'am. I'll be reaching out to some providers, and you'll be getting a text message here shortly.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it because everybody else acts fucking retarded.
You're welcome. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.